The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 4 at 4.
4 o'clock on your Wednesday. Parker Pewitt is in at the Top 4 at 4. Parker?
Yeah, first up, Tennessee's Ty Chandler has been named to the preseason watch list for the Doak Walker Award. Doak?
It's Duke? Doak. You could say Doak. If you want to call it the Doak Walker Doak. Award, I'm with you, Parker. It's your party, man. You go for it.
Spell your name right, then. Spell it D-O-K-E.
This is the attitude that young Parker Pewitt has been displaying this week.
I mean, it's not.
Is this because of the serial killer stuff, or are you a little bit sensitive to that?
No, not at all.
Okay, you carry on, Dexter.
Dahmer.
Number two, the Knoxville Beer Board grants beer permits to Aramark, Tennessee's food vendor. This paves the way for alcohol sales at Neyland Stadium, Thompson Bowling, and the Regal Soccer Stadium.
Well, I guess we're another step closer. So they've given the contract to Aramark. If we do it like Aramark can do it, they just have to figure out the logistics of how they're going to serve it and do
exactly
that within the
correct
confines of whatever the rules are with the state and the conference. And just do it, man. Just sell the beer. Give the people what they want. Regulate it. Cut it off at the third quarter. Do what you got to do. People are getting hammered in there anyway. Might as well make a buck off it if you're UT.
Number three, former Vol defensive end Robert Ayers called it a career yesterday. Ayers was a first-round pick in 2009. He spent 4 years with the Broncos. He also had short stints with the Giants and the Buccaneers.
Robert Ayers sailing off into again, man, that's one of those things. Like, if you would ask somebody after his junior season, do you think Robert Ayers is going to have a 10-year, almost NFL career? People have been like, heck no. I don't even really had a good college career. But he was a late bloomer and turned out to have a really nice NFL career.
And last, there's several MLB games underway today. The Mets lead the Twins 5-3. The Cardinals lead the Pirates 6-4. The Brewers are up 2-0 on Russell's Braves. Russell's Cubs lead the Reds 2-0. And the Giants lead the Rockies 3-2.
You're funny. Funny guy, Parker.
What happened to your Braves?
How are my Braves doing? Are they losing today?
They lost yesterday, but yeah, they're losing today too.
Aren't they like 4.5 games
Brewers
back?
Milwaukee's a tough place to play. There's a lot of distraction out there, a lot of good watering holes. Guys might be a little hungover. We'll be all right. Right?
No, you're not.
Right? I guess this is the point last year where the wheel started to fall off. Is it happening again?
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, they just need to get a good closer.
Are you? You're kind of supportive of my Braves bandwagon.
Yeah,
re-jumping on.
No, because you're not. I've heard you talk over the years about the Braves. I never heard you utter one word about the Cubs until we were down at Hops and Hollers playing bocce that year, and they were in the World Series. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, you pop into the studio within 3 days wearing some stupid-ass Cubs shirt.
Oh, wow. So you switched on the fly.
I mean, I've gone over my Cubs credentials.
You have?
You workshopped it out loud to me before we went on the air one
what?
Afternoon. Yeah, you were like working
about?
Through how you could not be a bandwagon fan. You're like out there talking to yourself. You're like, well, it was only the Braves and the Cubs on TV.
Do you talk to yourself?
Huh?
You ever give yourself a good talking to? You ever walk out, Bear, don't do that, idiot. What are you doing? You know?
No, not out loud.
No? You don't?
No.
Do you, Trey?
Yeah, slap yourself in the face.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to give yourself a good talking to, like Bob Dylan said.
Get jacked up.
You're going to make me give myself a good talking to.
Do you
from Blood on the Tracks.
The way I do.
You're going to miss me in the morning. Or I don't know.
You don't talk to yourself, Bear, at night?
No. No, I don't.
All right, here's a question. And I'm hooking you up. I'm giving you the sodium pentothal. I'm hooking you up to the Drives lie detector machine.
Okay.
The Greg Focker lie detector test.
If you lose, we're going to shock you with the collar that Three and Out uses to torture Houston Crest in the morning.
Holy crap.
So don't lie to me, Bear. You too, Trey.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not. Okay. I have to sign off on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Out with it.
Have you ever faked a phone call?
No.
Have you ever done a fake phone call? Where you like, you're holding, somebody's watching, for some reason, you hold the phone up to your head, you act like you're talking on the phone, but you're really not.
You asked me this recently.
I did this yesterday.
I've been sitting on this for a while. Don't spoil it. Just answer the question. Have you ever faked
I did it yesterday.
At SEC Media Days, because you wanted to look cool in front of all the other reporters.
No, there was somebody coming up. There was somebody coming up to me that used to be in the Knoxville market recently, a reporter.
Oh,
and didn't feel like talking to him.
Put it out on Front Street. Who was it?
Brought the phone out. Yeah, I'll be down there in just a minute. Yeah,
no, we're so stupid. We think like we. I guess people probably buy it.
There's a much better. I've never done the putting the phone up to me or faking a phone call. But frequently, I'll walk around with earbuds in. Half the time, I'm playing music. Half the time, I'm not.
Yeah,
just to avoid having to talk to people.
I fake a lot of phone calls. It's been a while, but I feel like I've done this several times for various reasons.
Really?
Yeah.
People notice you too much?
No. Sometimes, like at this old station I used to work at, where they were a little more strict about, you got to be here at 9 a.m. and blah, blah. And, like, there was no windows in the office, and I just wanted to go outside. And so I'd, like, go outside and pretend like I'm making a phone call.
Or what if you're, like, at the grocery store or some kind of store, and there's nobody behind you,
uh-huh.
and the person's all chatty that's ringing you up, and you don't want to chat, so you take the phone call. Yeah, I got to go. Yeah. Let's wrap this up. Got to go.
Thank you. That's... Parker, you said you've done it. Have you ever faked a phone call?
Don't act like you're all superior over there.
I mean, he's a millennial, man. They don't use the phone to
Absolutely.
Talk on. You all have the time. You fake phone calls all the time.
Yeah, if I'm going into a business and I know someone that works there, but I don't really know them and I don't want to talk to them.
You know.
But with
Trey, like, he's just doing it to a stranger that's being nice. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, that's crap.
How's that crap? No.
It's not.
I mean, I feel like you're faking it. You're
incredibly rude yesterday.
No, I know who he's talking about, though.
No, this person is giving me hell.
Well, who is
no.
it?
I know. I'm not going down that road.
You have to do it. I'll just be like that. Here's the thing, though, about faking a phone call. You got to be careful because, like, you say, like, yeah, uh-huh.
Then
oh, yeah, that's wild, man. That's crazy. I can't believe he did that. Okay. But you have to be careful because you got to leave enough space. Then you're like, wait, I'm talking too much. I need to be quiet for, like, 40 seconds so that it appears like the other person is really talking to me, and then I need to come up with a elongated response to that.
Right. So what we were talking about in the business meeting, yeah. Okay, go over those plans for me one more time. Then all of a sudden you forgot to turn your phone on vibrate, and your phone just starts ringing.
No, that's the other
thing. Oh, that's weird.
That's weird. Well, how is that happening?
So the earbuds is a much better move. You can just be listening to music.
Must be a new setting on the phone, talking to yourself, trying to get out of
it. So three out of four of us are admitting to faking phone calls on the reg, and Bear's lying.
Yes.
Is that kind of where we're at right now?
No, I'm not. You call me a liar.
Okay. I'm just teasing you, big guy.
Give you a lot of latitude. I'm telling you. I'm just not a phone call faker because I know I'd screw it up. And that would be mortifying.
What would happen? The phone would ring on you?
Hell yeah. It'd be you.
Ruining
the one time you call me back about something,
you'd answer cussing out, Dubs, you're ruining my fake phone call. What are you doing?
I go with the earbuds in the ears.
That's how you get away with it.
Yeah, that or I'll flat out just tell somebody, look, man, I don't have time to chat.
You come in here every day with earbuds in.
That's because I'm usually listening to music and on my phone.
Like, I don't say anything to you until you say something to me. So
I take them out pretty quick after I get here.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question. Have you ever faked a phone call? Answer truthfully. I feel like we're in the majority here. I feel like this is very embarrassing to admit to. Nobody wants to admit it, but I feel like
it's not as embarrassing as your hand washing thing, the faux hand washing.
It's very similar.
Whoa, wait a minute.
It's very similar.
Russ pretends like he's washing his hands sometimes when he's in the bathroom.
Fake hand wash.
What?
Lots of people do that.
After
we've done this on the show before. Lots of people
he's
do that.
He's called me a liar before.
Lots of men do it.
After doing your business?
Sometimes. Do you wash your hands at home every time you take a whiz? No.
Yeah, I run it through water.
All right, let me use Russell. So, okay, so it's the middle of the night. You woke up and you went to the bathroom. You're really half asleep.
You're sleepy.
Stop.
You're trying to stay sleepy so you don't wake up so you can get back in bed and go to sleep. You stop after you use the bathroom, turn on the water, wait for it to warm up, get your hands wet, apply soap, get a good lather going, you know, two happy
rinse.
Birthdays.
Why's it got to be warm?
And then, because warm water kills more germs.
I get that part, but still.
And then you dry off, you towel off, and you get back in bed. You wash your hands every time at home. It's okay, man.
I cold water it.
Cold water, like what's that going to do? You're
nothing.
Wasting your time.
Just give you wet, cold hands when you go right back to bed.
I keep hand sanitizer, you know, on me as well.
Okay.
You keep a thing of hand sanitizer on you when you're in your pajamas. Most asinine thing you've ever said.
No, not.
And hand sanitizer is bad.
Like I carry hand sanitizer in my backpack or my briefcase.
I'm very anti-hand sanitizer.
Oh, I'm a big hand sanitizer guy.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's not as good as like a full-on wash, but sometimes like it's you know, if you're out somewhere and you've been shaking a lot of hands or something and you're about to eat something, you need to do something.
Sounds like,
man,
you're not like clean driven, because this kind of goes back to my thing where if I'm traveling somewhere, I always stop at a nice hotel or a hospital to use the restroom.
Well, think about this, man. We're very fortunate to live in the age that we do, where there are sinks and hot water and indoor plumbing and hand sanitizer everywhere. We're a very germ conscious society, and that's good because it's probably cut down a lot of disease and famine and death and destruction and all that stuff. But for the majority of recorded human history, like people haven't been able to what? Like they didn't have liquid soap in the Middle Ages. You just took your chances and maybe you got the bubonic plague and died. So, like, it's not, you know, I don't feel like it's the end of the world. Hey, your body needs germs to practice on at some level, you know? And yes, we've ran this poll before. And it's about 50% of respondents, as I recall, will, it's kind of 50-50 thing where they say, yeah, you know, sometimes you're in the restroom publicly and there are like other people there and you don't want to just walk out, you know, like people seeing it. So you turn on the water and you kind of rinse a little bit, you know, give it a second, then you turn it off.
Don't you do that at home, not in a public restroom?
No, if I'm at home, I'm going to go for the full-on wash generally. Hot water, soap, and all.
If my father has to go outside after taking a shower, he has to go back and take another shower.
What? Chip says, I used to fake a phone call all the time when I lived near my landlord back in the day. We shared the same driveway, and I would pretend I was on the phone when I drove up and see her outside. She would talk your ear off. That's a great one.
That's a good
when
one.
You have somebody that you like, a neighbor or somebody that...
You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, and so you fake a phone call.
This happens to me at the swimming pool every Sunday when I go. There's somebody that this person's very talkative.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Sunday's my day. When I was,
so what do you do? If you don't fake a phone call, what do you do?
I keep my earbuds in, and I keep music playing. So that way, if I pull him out, because he's a nice, you know, he's a nice guy, but I didn't come to the pool to catch up with what all went on with him the week.
I feel like the fake phone call is more polite than the earbuds. Because when they see it, like, you can take the earbuds out. You can hit pause on whatever you're listening to catch up with an old friend or something. Like, if they see that you're on the phone, most people are not going to interrupt a phone call. Most people just assume, oh, he's on the phone, like, I'm just going to back off. Like, unless
you get
it's something
the silent wave, like,
Hey. Yeah, the little nod, like, just the acknowledgement. I would talk to you now, but you're on the phone, so I'm going
to
give you that time.
Good
and, like,
to see
you. We'll catch up later. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the problem at the pool, though, is that I'm getting ready to sit down for the next 3 to 4 hours.
We'll catch up later. Thank you. Yeah, I'm on this call.
I mean, yeah, I feel like the fake phone calls at some level, it's just polite.
Do Do you ever do it to intimidate or make people think that you might be knowing sure. something more
well,
than what
no,
you do?
No, I mean, I do it to if you're somewhere and it is just awkward and you're standing there and like you don't know anybody, you don't want to go up and talk to anybody, but you have to act like you're, you know, I don't know, doing something and you're not just sitting there.
I love the hand gesture. Like when you're at somewhere and you go, I got to take this.
You hold the phone up in one hand and point to it with the other hand.
Your phone's not ringing, Trey. What are you talking about?
Can't talk. Got a phone call. I'm going to step outside and take this. And then you can just get in your car and leave.
Right.
Like you don't even have to say goodbye at that point. You can just bolt.
I had something come up. Sorry, it was on the phone call.
Yeah, you talk to him later. It's like, oh, man, I should have said goodbye. I just forgot because I had that phone call.
Right. That's a good way to look at it.
Let's put the poll in the field. Your Rick and Rich Barbecue.
More than
smoking hot question of the day at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter if you've got thoughts on the fake phone call. Also, the Nextdoor Home Group hotline is open, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Hot question brought to you by our friends at Rickard Ridge BBQ. You can check them out online at rickardridgebbq.com. They do a great job catering. If you've got any kind of tailgate or office event coming up here, football season, tailgate season just around the corner, man. Rickard Ridge Barbecue will do you will be the champion tailgater. The tailgate catered by Rickard Ridge. Again, rickardridgebbq.com. If you want to go check them out there, they will do a great job for you. We've got What You Talk About coming up here in about an hour.
How'd that go yesterday?
Pretty well.
Went fine. Spirited.
Anybody get 16 yet?
No, we got another 14. We've had several people win with 14 this year. Who was it yesterday, Bear?
Oh.
We had another 14 winner.
That's a good number.
It was Debo.
Debo.
And we had Westchester played yesterday, Debo and Jeff, and Debo won.
There was some trash talking, too, man. It got a little heated. So we got two more. We'll take a Champions League qualifier today, a Champions League qualifier tomorrow. Then we will hit the pause button, hopefully, on the game Friday, unless we have to do some sort of makeup for an unforeseen incident
or
controversy. And it's definitely going to happen now that you said that. And then next week, we'll move into What You Talk About Champions League action and some big prizes up for grabs. Bear, what are the prizes from Buckethead Tavern? It's like
16 wings for all the Champions Round qualifiers.
Uh-huh.
If you qualify for the championship, the two runners up would get 16 wings and a $10 gift card to Buckethead Tavern, and the winner gets 16 wings to Buckethead Tavern and a $120 gift card. But you could throw a big party and invite your friends.
Yeah, man. Celebrate your championship.
It does sound like a good idea.
I feel
idea.
Like we need a trophy.
What would what you talking about trophy be?
Probably a bottle of Old English with maybe some athletic tape wrapped around it with What You Talking About written on it.
You used to have the golden pacifier. Remember that for the wine off champion?
Yeah, I never did the winer line.
You would never, you know, prepare for anything.
So no, this time, like even before I was on the show, I wasn't a big winer line guy.
Yeah, because it takes preparation. Noisewater says
this is great. Yeah.
This fake phone call debate reminds me of the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry doesn't give a guy a stop and chat. But says hi and keeps walking. I'm not a big fan of the stop and chat. Y'all may have found a reasonable alternative. The fake phone call is the perfect alternative to the stop and chat.
See, I'm more likely to do the hi and keep walking.
Like what about Larry. The tap on the shoulder? You know, like you're walking by. Hey, bud, got to go do something. Good to see you. Good to see you, man. All right.
Tap on the shoulder.
Like
what's that?
You know, you're walking by, you tap
you
on the
shoulder. You glad hand them? That's what we called it. No, I just tell him hi and keep on walking.
Hey, bud, what's up, man?
Hey, how you been?
Got to get something going on.
In a rush.
Well, I mean, it just depends on how well you know the person. I mean, that's up to everybody's each individual relationship. Like, if I saw anybody in this room, with the possible exception of Parker.
It's kind of odd.
Like, if we were walking through the mall, like, I don't know why anybody would go to the mall anymore, but if we were, like, on Market Square and I saw you guys, like, stuff. you got everybody in here gets a stop and chat. Everybody at Fan Run probably gets a stop and chat.
Yeah,
right?
You get a couple of minutes, but Parker, I mean, with me, at some point you'd be like, "All right, I got to go. This has been fun."
Yeah.
I mean, you just be honest. Like, yeah, I'm done talking to you too.
See you 5 days a week, anyways.
Most people, though, like I feel like most people here, the stop and chat would never be excessive. No. Like it'd be 2 or 3 minutes. Like, hey,
well, it
how
depends
you doing?
On who it is. You know, if I'm out
catch
and
up for a minute, and then you got to go. But we all have those people in our lives that there is no such thing as the 2 minute stop and chat. It's going to turn into a 10, 15, half hour long ordeal. That's why you got to have the excuses built in. I've got an appointment. I've got a thing. Got to go pick up the kids again. As I said yesterday, Bear, kids always a great excuse to get out of just about anything.
Trey,
in life.
You don't have any kids. Not. I got to go get the other kids. Don't worry about it.
Got to go get somebody else's kids.
Right. Sorry.
I'm going to get Russell's kids.
I adopted.
You'll see the Amber Alert coming up here in just a few minutes.
I'd babysit one night for you.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that, Trey. So.
Come home and Trey would be locked out of the house. Little Dubs would be running everything.
I can't get in.
85% of the audience so far says yes, they've faked a phone call.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is honestly, I've never done it because I knew I'd get busted.
Well, do you have your phone on ring? I always have my phone on vibrate. It never rings.
Vibrate.
And this is a major reason, too, because that ring will bust you.
It throws it off, man. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, my phone stays on ring just because of Junior.
Well, just put it on vibrate or something, keep it on your person, and then you can have the fake phone call as a weapon in your arsenal.
You also have to hold the phone close to your face, like kind of like for our Periscope viewers, they can see this right now, because you don't want the screen to come on while you're on the phone call. Because if the regular home screen comes on, they're going to know you're not on a phone call.
I think y'all are going way too much trouble to just do Larry David and be like, hey.
Well, that's rude.
Right.
It's worth it to go to a lot of trouble not to be rude.
I mean, you guys are carrying on. Why don't just say hi and how you doing? And just stop and talk to them. Why stand there in front of them and pretend like you're talking to someone else to avoid talking to them?
For the same reason that you stick the earbuds in at the pool, Bear, because I got stuff to do. I don't got time to talk to this guy for 10 minutes.
I bet Parker does it a lot.
Schrodinger's Matt says, my wife and I were both trapped in a conversation together, so I called her from my watch, and she got us out. I've never been more proud.
Well done.
He called her from his watch?
Yeah, his Apple Watch. That is fantastic.
That's some James Bond stuff
that's
there.
That's a good
so
idea.
So he's with his wife, and they've been cornered in a conversation that they can't get out of. So he surreptitiously calls her on his watch phone. Like, doesn't put it, like, just dials her and just stands there. And then his wife's phone rings. She proceeds to answer it and I guess have a, oh, okay, we're on our way. We'll be right there. Yeah. Sorry, we got to go. It's a phone call.
It's a kid emergency. Slick.
That's teamwork. That's teamwork right there with the marriage.
I'm excited for these responses.
Now, that's the one thing you don't do now with kid. You never put that mojo out there. You don't tempt fate or karma, whatever it's out there.
I tempt it all the time.
I don't. I never say my child is sick. I never say anything like that. Never use any kind of excuse.
I'll be like, my kid's dying, man. He's at the hospital. I got to go. Sorry.
You're an idiot.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio. We'll find out who's on the docket. Brought to you by the Disability Advantage Group. An epic edition of the docket coming up next, folks. We got an all-timer today. Stay with us. You're not going to want to miss it. It's The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Chuck Person slithers off the hook here, former Auburn basketball coach, avoiding prison today in the bribery scandal that has rocked college basketball. Person is sentenced to serve community service during 2 years of supervised release. Judge said, quote, no purpose would be served by incarceration. Prosecutors said person accepted $91,500 in bribes to steer top players to a government cooperator posing as a financial advisor. Sentencing guidelines called for 2 years in prison, though three other coaches who pleaded guilty to the same charge have received leniency. So the Rifleman, after all that, will not serve. I mean, that's got to be a massive relief to him, right? Just can you imagine having that
to not have to go to damn jail? Yep. Yeah, I'd guarantee it's a massive relief for us.
Well, he'd have probably gone to country club jail.
I don't know. The guys that – what'd the other guys get?
3 to 5.
Yeah, I mean, some of those have – I think they're going to appeal, man. They might be able to – that's what I would do is like, look, if Chuck Person doesn't have to go, why should I have to go?
Yeah.
El Chapo, Mexican drug kingpin, has been sentenced to life behind bars.
All right.
Today. Of course, hasn't he been sentenced several times and he keeps escaping?
Yeah. This
is nothing. Yeah, but I don't think he's going to escape out of Supermax Florence up in the Rockies, is he?
I don't know.
Never know. He's got the
money.
You
would think after the first escape, they would go ahead and put him in.
Well, I mean, that was when he was in jail in Mexico, wasn't it?
And built a tunnel underneath his toilet.
put him in that place that they sent Sly Stallone to, an escape plan, you know? They've got the magnetic shoes.
That are what they put Lex Luthor in?
No, that was Face Off. Remember when they send Nicholas Castor Troy to that?
Yeah.
He's on that oil rig out in the middle. They have the magnetic shoes. You never seen Face Off with John Travolta and Nick Cage?
They switch faces.
Oh, it's great. Mm-mm. I want to take his face off.
It was a good movie.
Oh, you got to see Face Off.
Escape Plan was a good movie with Sylvester. I didn't think it would be, but it was good.
So get this, Bear. I'm just going to give you the no spoiler alerts.
Okay.
Nick Cage plays Castor Troy, a criminal mastermind, right? Bad dude.
Yeah.
John Travolta is Sean Archer, Detective Sean Archer. Good cop with a good heart. Why did they switch faces? I can't remember, Trey. What was that?
Because they were trying to convict one, trying to catch one, but they were going after the
same. He wanted the cop Travolta wanted to become. He wanted Nick Cage's face so that he could go into jail and fish out like his cohorts or something, stop a plot that they were involved in.
Yeah, but then it didn't turn out right.
Yeah, he ended up thinking that he was really him.
Right, and then he had the face, and he couldn't get rid of the face.
And so the bad guy becomes the cop. Are you paying attention to me, Bear?
Yeah, I'm trying to explain this to you. I'm listening to you.
You're doing a fake phone call on me.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting over here on Wikipedia and Face Off.
He goes to he ends up like goes in, moves in with his family. He's like sleeping with his wife and raising his daughter.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, looking back on it, is the movie maybe gone too far?
Dang, this is kind of awkward. That movie. Just now thinking about it,
I want to take his face off.
Good movie. It reminds you like the Mission Impossible scenes where he rips off the fake face.
And finally today, on the docket, a Florida man was arrested after breaking into the home of his wife's lover, tying him up at gunpoint.
What?
Things happen.
And then cutting off
his Jimmy
with a pair of scissors.
Root and stem.
Oh, gosh.
49-year-old Alex Caesar Bonilla of Bell, Florida, then allegedly fled the scene with the severed appendage.
Oh, my God.
Police responded to a mobile home around an hour west of Gainesville. How are you an hour west of Gainesville? On Sunday, after the victim called for help, according to the Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office, the man told officers that Bonilla, who is his neighbor, had entered his home and threatened to kill him if he resisted. He said Bonilla then took him to his bedroom, tied him up, and mutilated him. Two children were inside the home when the gruesome attack happened, according to the arrest report. The report said the assailant was found to have caught the victim and his wife during sexual intercourse some weeks before. Deputies found and arrested Bonilla around 3 p.m. at the Alliance Dairies in Brantford, where he works, according to WCJP. Officials did not specify what happened to
the appendage?
Yes.
Probably had it in his pocket.
They able to sew it back on?
I don't know.
Told you. You sleep with my wife, I'm going to cut your Johnson off.
Oh, it is a drastic act. I kind of understand where you guys coming from.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be as mad at the wife as I am, but you're living in a trailer park, right? And so your wife ends up hooking up with the
next door neighbor
in the trailer park. I mean, it's going to create tensions.
No coming knocking at the trailers are rocking.
It's going to create tension.
Like, yeah, how do you go to work every day? You know, how do you leave the house or have a cookout?
Yeah.
But
so,
now it's got really weird. Like, if he gets out, like, does he go back to that same home?
No, I would say that, you know, that's not going to be an option on the table, Trey.
How do you?
Going to have some sort of separation.
Don't make me get the scissors. I'll cut that little thing off.
Yeah, that guy probably never wants to see another pair of scissors again. Scarred for life.
Oh, Lord, that hurts so bad.
I was like, dude, just go ahead and kill me, man.
Can you imagine making the 911 call? Off, police, what's your problem?
I need a doctor. I need an ambulance, stat.
I'm a bag of ice.
I'm half the man I used to be.
Good way to kill somebody.
And I'm not quoting Stone Temple Pilots here. I got the John Wayne Bobbitt treatment here. I need some medical attention immediately.
For God's sakes, get me some morphine here.
Yeah.
This is a problem. I got to use the bathroom.
I mean, how? Let's just move along. I'm not going
to
ask.
No, that's a good point.
Like,
how does he?
Meth crazy.
All right, that is the docket. It's brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. You can check them out online, folks. DAG-US.com. Disability Advantage Group. If you've got any questions about the world of Social Security disability insurance, if you've got some sort of chronic condition that prevents you from working or prevents you from earning, you got a brain injury, some sort of arthritis, a cancer issue, mental disorder or incapability, you might qualify for Social Security disability insurance. And all you got to do to find out is call 865-566-0800. That's 566-0800. Or just go online to DAG-US.com. That's DAG-US.com for Disability Advantage Group.
If you wanted to pick up a different sport in the women's division, he'd be good now.
Man, I saw, speaking of that, we got another one of these things. I'm not going to be able to go. Hold on, let me see if I can find it for
you
real quick.
Too far into it?
No, I mean, another one of these things where it's, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. We have a trans athlete winning two gold weightlifting medals at the 2019 Pacific Games. I mean, look at this person, Trey. That looks like Cody McClure competing in a women's weightlifting event.
That's a dude?
Well, I mean, it used to be.
Oh, so that's a woman now.
That was a man who has transitioned, whatever you want to call it, to a woman.
Cutting off wants the
package. Wants to be a woman now. Well, we don't know. I don't know if he's had the surgery or not. She's had the surgery or not. But she wants to be a competitive weightlifter.
Okay.
More power and compete to her. Against women. No, not more power to her. That's messed up. If Bear decided that he wanted to be, I don't know, what's a female bear? A doe? A fawn?
A bear.
If Bear wanted to be Mama Bear,
right.
He can't go and start competing against women in weightlifting. He has a natural biological advantage.
I think I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you. I got the picture mistaken.
A man who identifies as a woman over the this past weekend won two gold medals at the 2019 Pacific Games in Samoa. 41-year-old Laurel Hubbard, formerly Gavin Hubbard, won two gold medals and a silver in the three heavyweight categories for women weighing more than 87 kilograms or 192 pounds.
Want you to beat out all the other competition by 100 pounds each?
She finished first in the snatch lift and combined categories and second in the clean and jerk, according to the Washington Times.
I'm not doing that anymore.
So, in second place was Samoa's 18-year-old weightlifter, Fagagia Stowers, who won her nation's second gold medal last year. She won the gold medal last year, and now this dude comes along and decides he's not a dude anymore, and he's going to lift weight with the women and just beat the crap out of them. And people, I guess, are like, oh, he's so heroic. She's so heroic. What a great competitor.
Going to win an ESPY this year.
I mean, is the whole world gone insane?
Yes.
Has the whole world lost its freaking mind?
Yes, a long time ago.
After yesterday.
You know me. Like, I've always been pretty progressive on these issues when it comes to minority
tolerance
rights
and
tolerance and
compassionate.
Yeah. But like, there are limits to everything in life. And I'm sorry. Like, men and people, you're getting political. Stick to sports. This is sports. This is why we talk about this, because I told you, you laughed at me a couple of weeks ago when I said there's going to be some dude who's going to who can't cut it in men's golf and is just going to decide to become a woman just for the money, because the money is substantial now in the women's game, and he's going to go out there for the women's game, and he's going to be blasting 350-yard drives on the LPGA Tour. And y'all laughed at me. And then several people, it's already happened. Apparently, there are already guys trying to do this. And here in weightlifting, I mean, what could be a more sport that relies more on power
than weightlifting? Nothing.
Than weightlifting. And you got this dude who's decided he's a woman now, and he's winning the gold medals. I mean, there are women that compete for this, train for this. They have a natural talent. They've been competing since they were teenagers, since they went through their growth spurts or whatever. They've been lifting weights for 10 years, seriously, to get to the Pan Am Games, to get to compete. And then this person comes in here and, like, takes their gold medal.
Big Van Vader comes out from back. Wow.
Like, if you were one of these, if you were the second place finisher's, like, father or brother or something, like, what would you think? Would you be applauding this guy for being heroic and embracing his true identity and competing and not letting societal roadblocks keep him from embracing his true inner self? No! Be like, dude, like, I'm glad you want to be a woman now. It's a free world. I'm glad you can come out of the closet and embrace who you really feel like you are, who you're meant to be, who you are inside. Like, that's great. But you can't compete in weightlifting against women. You've had testosterone coursing through your bones since you were like 12 years old. You got bigger joints, more power, bigger hit. Like, you just...
It's really?
Yeah. No, and you're seeing this stuff every single week, more and more of these stories. It's crazy, man. It's
I had
nuts.
Something to add to your docket, but I was a little late.
Yeah?
Kind of feel like adding it.
Okay.
But Kevin Spacey, they just dropped the case.
I just dropped the case against Kevin Spacey. Gosh.
Can't say it here.
What'd they drop against him, Trey?
Prosecutors have dropped the case against...
You were only in Alabama for 2 days. Is that what it does to you? You immediately go full red after just 48 hours in the state?
Prosecutors dropped case against accusing Kevin Spacey of groping an 18-year-old man at a Massachusetts Resort Island bar in 2016.
Frank Underwood off the hook.
Now they need to go back and make that damn season over again because they ruined it. They ruined House of Cards Season 8.
The charges got dropped in the criminal case?
And the civil case. He dropped the civil case, and the prosecutors dropped the case.
This is the Anthony Rapp one?
I don't know what the guy's name is. All I know is he didn't turn over his cell phone, and he got rid of it.
He was in...
got rid of the evidence.
If it's one I'm thinking of, he was in Dazed and Actor. He was in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, I don't think that's that one. This was a bartender in Massachusetts.
865-546-8200. If you want to get on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline, we've got What You Talk About coming up here in about half an hour or so. Stay tuned for your cue to call.
Did you watch Homeland? I'm sorry, House of Cards?
I watched the first two seasons I thought were really good, and then it started to tail off drastically. I did not watch the last two seasons.
I was wondering about that. How many people really got into the whole series? You know, that was – it's like that one,
it,
too.
It pulled a Game of Thrones. It got stupid.
Did you ever watch the show Ballers?
I gave it a chance. I thought that was a cheap ripoff of Entourage. It was trying to be Entourage for sports instead of movies. Entourage with really? Athletes instead of movie stars. And yeah, I mean, it just looked like meathead. I'm not being condescending because I loved Entourage, but it was meathead TV.
Last year was bad because they went into the whole NCAA recruiting. Like The Rock is going up the NCAA now about recruiting.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was last season, pretty much the whole thing about it. He was a handler. So I didn't kind of like that one. I thought the first season was good. Second season was okay. Now it's gone downhill.
90% of the audience says they faked a phone call. Almost 200 bucks cast now. I was a little bit worried. Like, I was sitting on that one for a while because I didn't know, like, bring it up, and everybody would look at me like, no, we don't fake phone calls. What's the matter, you psycho? And then I would be like in the 10% that admitted to it. But no, it's the opposite. So I feel good about that. We're all in the – most people fake phone calls.
If Parker ever tries to fake a phone call, I'm leaving as soon as possible. Just getting away
from
him.
I want you guys to know that if you're ever in an awkward social situation that you feel like you can't get out of and you need to fake a phone call, you can call me for real. I might answer. I might not. But if I don't, just leave me a long rambling message or something. Be like, hey, Russ – you know, I'm at the place, and yeah, that sounds good. Okay,
just gonna listen to a message of somebody just talking to themselves.
Yeah,
about random
and
things.
I'll know if it's from one of you guys. I'll know that it was a thing that you guys were faking a phone call, and you just had to get out of something.
Okay, I have a fake phone.
I'll
call.
I'll be your fake phone call excuse, exit strategy.
Fantastic, that's great news.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Have you guys got the Face app?
No, it's
you haven't done the old.
I did it.
The old Face.
I deleted it real quick.
No,
because of the Russian thing.
Yeah,
I read the Russian thing.
You're worried?
Yeah, I'm worried.
Ah, they're in there already. We'll talk about it. It's taking over social media this afternoon. The Face app. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio.
The drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
All right, back here on The Drive, it's Fox Sports Knoxville. Get ready for What You Talking About in hour number three. Stay tuned, your cue to call coming up here in just a minute. Roberto, up next on the Next Door Home Group Hotline. Good afternoon, Roberto.
What's up, guys? Good afternoon.
Yo.
You got me triggered with this guy posing as a woman lifting weights against actual women. My favorite, I don't know if you read it last year, when she set the record for the competition, maybe been 2 years ago in 17, his fellow country woman said, it's what the nation decided and I have to deal with it. So it is what it is. And she is who she is. That is the best comment that your teammate can give you. This is where we are, guys.
It's where we are, Roberto.
I just can't believe I cannot believe that this weightlifter woman person gets to do this. It just doesn't seem fair. And, I mean, he's doing this to her own country person. Like,
yeah, I didn't even think about that, yeah.
I mean, like the her country woman is, like, top 2 to 3 in the world before she enters it, and now she enters it. Guys, to give you perspective, her countrywoman finished, I believe, 3rd in the competition behind her, and was, because it's a combined weight, she was over 100 pounds behind her.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, man. Like, the total in a minute, because, you know, they do everything in kilos, and I did the math on the article, and the article basically said the record is 590 pounds. That's the record that was set. Her teammate was at below 490 pounds.
So that's like the clean and jerk is where it's on the ground, you lift it up right. into a squat, and then you go up and lift it over your head.
Right, and then there's the snatch, which is a little bit different, but it doesn't matter. They combine the two, and it's just it's laughable. Like, you can't say physiology does not have something to do with that.
No, of course not.
It's 16% more weight, mathematically speaking.
It's unfair to the other competitors in the sport. It's unfair to the spectators in that sport.
Well, and, how about the high school athlete, boy, girl that won all the wrestling, and then the one in Texas is like, yeah, you beat your teammate who was trying to get a college scholarship and like needed that state championship to solidify her college scholarship. And you beat her by 6 seconds in the 200 meters. Like, how the hell is this okay?
No,
it's not okay. It's not okay.
Well, you're going to see lawsuits. Like, you know, if you're a parent, you know, a middle class parent, and you think your kid might have a chance to get an athletic scholarship, but she can't because it's going to a trans female now, and the colleges have to decide how they want to proceed with that. And then you got the parents. You know, you might want to sue. The college or the trans athlete or somebody.
Because the trans athlete's going to get – here's the thing, though. If they deny the trans athlete, they're just going to sue now.
Yeah.
somebody's getting sued, so you have to choose the lesser of two evils. And it's a lot better to say – I mean, frankly, guys, you know, I'm not as progressive as you guys are, and I think that's well established. But at the same time, I'm – for a – conservative person, I'm pretty progressive. Like, I don't care who you love or what you do or what color your skin is. I think everybody should have the same opportunities, okay?
Sure.
I'm really big on that.
But that's the key word, Roberto. It's about opportunity and equality of opportunity. That has to be the goal here. And this is flying in the face of that.
It's not equal. It can't be. Physics or body physiology has done away with that. But, guys, what I was interested to see was, in the same division for the male division, whatever the heavyweight division is, if you don't mind, if you could look up what the men's kilos or pounds were in those two combined events for the record, it's got to be like this dude is hundreds, maybe 100 pounds behind the men, too, maybe more. Mm. And that's what makes it unfair. It's like, I can't compete in that, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop down here and say I feel like I'm a woman now, and I'm just going to go smash records. And they're going to count. That's just it, guys. And maybe this is what pisses me off the most. I'm a big, big guy on sanctity of the game, and I understand in baseball records have been crapped on all time, okay? But like Barry Bonds, for instance.
Sure.
But
that's why people get so pissed off about it. It's because he messed with, you know, and not just
record.
Barry Bonds, but a lot of people.
It's more the record than beating somebody in the Pan Am games. It's the fact that that world record's going to stand forever unless something is done about it. That's not fair.
Yeah.
That, because historically speaking, imagine you train your whole life and you are the best ever at something. And then somebody comes and says, well, I'm genetically predisposed to have better abilities at this stuff, or I don't know, because it's basically the 87 kilo plus weight range, the heavyweight range. What if you're 88 kilos and that guy clearly weighs a hell of a lot more than 87 kilos? I mean, he's a monster. He's bigger than anybody in this conversation.
Roberto, it's a interesting time we live in, for sure.
I'm sorry, maybe I really am triggered. Like, I'm not making this up. Like, it's a ridiculous thing that we even have to discuss. And it's terrible for the record books because it's going to smash all the records, but they're fake records. Michelle Wee is a great golfer. You used golf a minute ago, right, Russ?
Yeah.
Michelle Wee is a great golfer. Annika Sörenstam was a great golfer. Like, if some guy decides he feels like a woman, he's going to smash all their records. He'll never lose a major. I would like to know how embarrassed this person should be that they finished second in anything. The fact that they won a silver in anything is embarrassing to them. They should have to quit for that alone. See you guys.
Thank you, Roberto. Appreciate the phone call. Against my better judgment, I'm going to go ahead and give Tweet the last minute. Tweet, we got about a minute. Tweet wants to chime in on the guy in Florida who got his junk cut off.
I mean, so somebody, some dude caught him with his better half in somebody else's better half.
Yeah.
And so,
pair of scissors.
They took a pair of scissors to it?
Pair of scissors.
Chopped it off?
Root and stem.
You think that's how Edward Scissorhands looked when he found his first Playboy? See ya.
Don't laugh, Trey. That's not funny. I'm not laughing. Hour number three. Parker Pewitt has the top five at five coming up next. Stay with us.
The Drive.